chopping.
Yeah, chopping cotton. Well, that's the thin you cotton. That's not the, that's, of course, you get the weeds out when you chop, you know. Then you've got to have the cotton stalks so many inches apart.
Okay.
And you see, you have to, you plant your cotton thick so you be sure and get a good stand. And they have to hoe it out. It won't make if you have it too thick.
I see.
And you just have one stalk at a place, in a place, you see.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because they make big stalks, you know, and you have to give them plenty of room to grow.
You remember pretty much.
Yeah, I'm a farmer.
Well, I do.
I was little, but I went out that farm with Papa and I'd watch, you know.
Yeah. Well, what do you call the place where the cotton and the corn grow?
Cornfield and cotton fields.
And is tobacco grown in the field?
No, they don't grow tobacco here.
Oh, you don't know anything about tobacco?
I don't know anything about tobacco.
Yeah. Well, are there any things that are grown in a patch?
Well, there's, sweet potato. We had sweet potato patches, and they call corn, and all these things, that, like truck farmers, you know, they call patches.
Oh.
Like butter bean. Patch and
so there is a difference though, cotton and corn
grow in
a field.
They call corn field and cotton fields.
And then
and these others as patches is this produce stuff or wheat, you know.
Okay. What kind of fences did you have around the yard?
Rail, around the stock?
Around the yards?
Oh,
and
we had
garden.
A picket fence around our
picket
house.
Picket fence. And was that a nailed thing?
Uh-huh. It's made of little strips, you know, and painted white.
Yeah. Oh.
And the house was a white framed house with green blinds. Had the green shutters in.
Huh.
It's real pretty and had lightning rods on top of the house. Back then, you know, people afraid of storms.
Yeah.
And most everybody had lightning rods.
Okay. The fence. It's made out of twisted wire and sharp points.
Uh-huh.
What's
it
that
did that
called?
To keep the stock, you know, in.
Yeah, what
but the old-fashioned fence, Mary Ann, was made out of railings.
Mm-hmm.
Made out of, did you ever see an old-fashioned fence?
I'm not sure.
They I don't know what they made out of wood, made out of trees, you know. They cut this timber down. And zigzag.
Yeah,
you've seen
that
zigzag.
Like that. I've seen that.
Now that's
yes.
The first fence. That's a fine kind of head around the hog lot.
And was that called a picket fence?
No, picket fence is a fancy fence. They use those in the front yard, around to keep
the
stock out of the front yards.
Yeah. Well, the one that zigzag, what's that?
Oh, that's put on. That's barbed wire.
Okay.
That's called barbed wire. That's to keep the stock in. But
yeah.
That's not the first fence I had, it's these zigzag wood.
The zigzag wood one.
Uh-huh.
What was the name of that one?
Well, that's what I can't think, what they called it.
Okay.
Was
it called a rail fence?
Rail fence, that's what I did, rail fence.
Okay.
Is that that?
Yeah.
Rail fence,
there.
That's what I couldn't think of the name, rail fence. That's
okay.
The first one.